the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
There is a controversy surrounding 14-year-old Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown. It started the other day when Millie told Access Hollywood all about how Drake, the 31-year-old rapper, gives her dating advice. She said, he texted me the other day and was like, I miss you so much. And I was like, I miss you more. When she was pressed for details on the type of advice that he gives her, Millie jokingly replied, oh, that stays in the text messages. Yikes. Afterwards, many people on the internet questioned if the friendship between the two is healthy, with some going as far as to accuse Drake of grooming the young star. I mean,
that is so creepy.
It's so weird. I don't think it's appropriate at all. If I were her parents, I would be completely weirded out. And I love Drake.
Yeah, I love Drake too, but he's like she's 14 and he's like in his 30s.
Right, exactly. She's 14, he's 31. I think rightfully so. People are saying that they're going so far as to accuse Drake. Like, if the shoe fits.
So.
The Stranger Things star took to Instagram on her own Thursday to vent her frustrations regarding some controversy with that texting. She said, why you gotta make a lovely friendship your headline? You guys are weird for real. I'm lucky to have people in the business extend their time to help me further my career and offer their wisdom as guidance. I'm very blessed to have amazing people in my life. You don't get to choose that for me. She also said, it's nice to have people who understand what I do. Now get back to talking about real problems in this world other than my friendships. Jeez. Where are her parents?
That's all I'm saying. Creepy.
A Texas man who was stalking Taylor Swift was arrested after he sent letters threatening her with sexual and physical violence. The man, Eric Swarbrick of Austin, hand-delivered several letters threatening to kill and sexually assault Taylor to a recording studio in Nashville. He was first arrested in early August, but was then released, which was so stupid. I don't understand how that happened. His letters started with him asking to meet the singer, but then they increasingly became more violent after being released from prison. He sent over 40 letters and emails to a record label in Nashville. He's now been charged with in-state stalking and could face up to 5 years in prison. Good, lock him up. This is sad. Sandra Bullock's father, John Bullock, is dead at 93. The actress's younger sister confirmed that their father, who was a World War II vet, died earlier this week. The Ocean's 8 star hasn't commented on her father's death yet. His passing comes nearly two decades after she lost her mother in the year 2000.
That's so sad.
I know. And Danny DeVito recalled the time that he saved Michael Douglas's life on The Talk. The two actors were filming their 1984 movie Romancing the Stone when Douglas was bitten by a snake on the set.
The snake bites him on the hand.
Oh.
I always heard that the best thing to do is, you know, you suck the poison out.
Yeah.
So I did.
Oh,
I grabbed his hand. Oh. I sucked the penis. Yeah, I'm spitting all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And I said, boy, it's a good thing this didn't bite you on balls, man.